Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this eighth day of October. I hope you're having an amazing day. I am, and I'm so grateful that I have life and breath and all the things that God gives and some good, good friends. I'm super grateful for that. Maybe today is the day that you get out a piece of paper and you just start writing down what's been good in your life, because it's so easy to look at the things that didn't go well. At least I'm a pessimist sometimes, and so I totally get that. Anyway, so write down that thank you, Jesus list, and maybe that will help uplift your day. All right, reading through the book of 1 Corinthians, and right now I'm in chapter 15. It's really long. We're going to divide it into three. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, I declare to you, brothers, the good news which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you also stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold firmly to the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to over 500 brothers at once, most of whom remain until now, but some have also fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to the child born at the wrong time, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, who is not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the assembly of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace, which was given to me, was not futile, but I worked more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Whether then it is I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached, then that he has been raised from the dead, how do some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither has Christ been raised. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith also is in vain. Yes, we are also found false witnesses of God, because we testified about God that he raised up Christ, whom he didn't raise up, if it is so that the dead are not raised. For if the dead aren't raised, neither has Christ been raised. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the resurrection. We'll start there. If it didn't happen, then this is a silly exercise I'm doing at Pray Every Day, because then all of us are lost and without hope. But you were resurrected. You are resurrected right now. You are seated at the throne of God, ever interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. And for that, I am so, so grateful. Lord, I think sometimes we forget about the resurrection until Easter comes around. But Lord, help us to be children of the resurrection today, to live in light of the fact that you not only died for our sins and were the propitiation for our sins, but that you conquered sin and death and came back alive, that death could not hold you, death could not conquer you, death could not keep you in the grave, sin could not hold you back. You resurrected, proving that you are the author of life, and because of that, we have life. So Lord, we don't take it for granted. We rejoice in this beautiful, beautiful thing called the resurrection. And Lord, I thank you so much for this preaching of the gospel that Paul does here. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And then he lists all the people that Jesus appeared to. And I'm so grateful for that. It's just a nice historical record of all the people that saw you alive, Lord. And it all started with Mary of Magdala. She was the first one to see you alive, which just goes to show that you have that you love men and women equally. Thank you for that, Lord. So in light of this, Paul talks about how he's unworthy of all of this because, Jesus, you appeared as the resurrected one to all those followers of yours, but then you appeared to Paul, who was then Saul, on the road to Damascus, and you utterly and completely transformed his life. He was a persecutor of the church, and now he is persecuted because of the church and because of his role in the church. In fact, he writes these letters from prison. And so, Lord, he was one willing to hurt others, and now he is one who's willing to be hurt for the sake of your calling. And so, Lord, what a great example that is for us, and help us to live in light of that. That if we are being persecuted, it's normal. And it's not something necessarily, we don't invite it, but it's not necessarily something to fight against. In fact, it shows that when we're being persecuted, the Lord of glory rests on us. So thank you for that today. Lord, it's not easy to thank you for persecution. When we run to 2 Corinthians 12, we're going to see that Paul rejoices in it. And so, Lord, I hope I can get to that place. Bring me there, Jesus. I pray in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels you can support the podcast at, and you can even go as low as $1 a month just to help the podcast out and to pay for all the background stuff that you don't see. So thanks so much, and I pray that you have a great week.